Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. My wife is of Indian descent, and whenever we travel down to KZN, we have a whole troop of nephews and nieces of various ages. And if they haven't yet gone to the 1860 Heritage Center, we take them there. We need them to know about their heritage and how their families came to South Africa as indentured laborers, and the importance of learning from the past. Something that is vitally important in learning from the past is something as horrific as the Holocaust. Joining me is Mary Cluck. She's the director of the Durban Holocaust and Genocide Center, another very important place that needs to be visited in Durban. Mary, a very good morning to you today.
Thank you. Hi. Good to be with you.
So today I want to chat about the importance of remembrance. People in this new age of digital social media, global village, they tend to not physically go out and see and experience things or to remember. There's just so much happening. There's so much breaking news. There is a sense of instant gratification. I need to know from you, in terms of visitors to the center, in terms of what you're seeing, are we still seeing a massive remembrance of the Holocaust? Do we see the importance of our Holocaust survivors and forefathers? And do you think it's important to continue this re-education of our future generations?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing up this really, really important conversation. So I think that the Holocaust Genocide Centers in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban, together with the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, have done a sterling job of passing on the responsibility and provoking awareness in young people within our community and outside of our community of exactly this point, commemoration. One of the most important things, important events and projects that we have at the center is commemoration. The most, you know, I think of Elie Wiesel a lot when I think about remembrance and what he said. And to forget, it would be as if they died again. If we don't remember those people, whether they were resisting, whether they were children, small children, potential scientists, etc., potential teachers, mothers, fathers, who were literally murdered because they were Jewish. If we don't remember them, what future is there for us? And it's very much around the commemoration ceremonies that we have always on Kristallnacht, on Yom HaShoah, on the 27th of January. But at every occasion, at every event, we acknowledge the incredible role that survivors and those martyrs who were murdered play in our psyche as human beings. And we talk a lot and about memory that is tangled up with hope, because is there in memory without hope, it would be morbid, and yet without memory, hope would be empty. So I think it's not just about remembering those who are past, which is our absolute responsibility, but it's also about who we are as human beings.
You're 100% right. I think it's so important for children from all walks of life, from every religion, from every race, to be able to be made aware of the tragedy of racism, of what a Holocaust is and what it was from the 1930s to the 1940s, and the changes that it had, the impact that it's had on our society. And you said something that really touched a nerve with me. You said that some of those small children that were killed may have grown up to be scientists, and it is a generation that can never, ever, ever be replaced. And we have to keep them front and center. And I know for a fact, next time I'm in Durban, the nephews and nieces will be visiting the Holocaust Center. It's not difficult to find. It's at 44 KE Masinga Road in Durban. Tell me about the hours. When is it open? Is it going to be open during these holidays? What are the COVID protocols at the moment?
Our COVID protocols are obviously the same as all, you know, we pride ourselves in being taking people's temperatures, obviously asking the regular questions, and keeping social distance. We don't allow, particularly in the permanent exhibition, where there isn't natural ventilation, we obviously are air conditioned, we're limiting the numbers that go through. And we have a kosher cafe on site, Circle Cafe, that is delicious if you need a coffee after the beautiful memorial garden and a place for kiddies to be able to keep entertained while families spend time, older members of the family, spend time in the exhibition. We would love people to visit. And as you say, it's a hidden gem where one is given the opportunity to reflect on the history of the Holocaust and of genocide and what can happen if racism and all those dreadful, hateful feelings are left to go unchecked. If we don't learn and culture ourselves and our children on how to treat one another, it doesn't begin with gas chambers. It begins with how we speak to one another, the choices we make every day on how we treat our fellow man. And the center is a place of education, a place of thought, but primarily a place of memory. And I would love you to encourage not only your listeners, but your family members to pay us a visit. Our cheesecake is delicious after you've well deserved after you've spent time in our permanent exhibition.
Mary Cluck, Director of the Durban Holocaust and Genocide Center. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us.